Good Monday morning, church. We're continuing our Bible study today in Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23, where Paul describes being set free from sin and becoming slaves of righteousness and living under God's grace. And some of you may be wondering, could this be the passage of Scripture that inspired Pastor and Sister Terry to call the name of our ministry Set Free Ministries International? It could be. Well, let's begin reading then in verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under God's grace? By no means. Surely you know that when you surrender yourselves as slaves to obey someone, you are in fact the slaves of the master you obey, either of sin, which results in death, or of obedience, which results in being put right with God. But thanks be to God, for though at one time you were slaves to sin, you have obeyed with all of your heart the truths found in the teaching you received. You were set free from sin and became the slaves of righteousness. And here Paul says, I'm using everyday language because of the weakness of your natural selves. And he continues, at one time you surrendered yourselves entirely as slaves to impurity and wickedness for wicked purposes. In the same way, you must now surrender yourselves entirely as slaves of righteousness for holy purposes. When you were the slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. What did you gain from doing the things that you are now ashamed of? The result of those things is death. But now you have been set free from sin and are the slaves of God. Your gain is a life fully dedicated to Him, and the result is eternal life. For sin pays its wage in death, but God's free gift is eternal life in union with Christ Jesus our Lord. And today's key verse is Romans chapter 6, verse 23, where Paul says, God's free gift is eternal life in union with Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, again, Paul opens this passage with a rhetorical question. What is the response? Because of grace, do we continue in sin? But Paul encourages us to become slaves, not of sin, but of righteousness. I want you to think about that. We are the servants. We are the slaves of whomever we decide to serve, either the slave of sin or the slave of righteousness. Which do you choose today? Let us pray. Holy God, I surrender myself to your will in order that I might become a slave of righteousness for holy purposes. You have set me free from sin, and I dedicate my life to you. In your holy name, I pray. Well, that concludes our time together this morning, folks. God bless you. And just keep those eyes of faith open and ready for whatever miracle God is doing in your life this week. God bless.